नमः विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामीति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वतदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादे पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय भगवान ताद अभिप्रेत्य कृष्णः योगेश्वरेश्वरः वयस्यैः आवृतः तत्र गतः तत्कर्म सिद्धये भगवांस्तदभिप्रेत्य कृष्ण योगेश्वरेश्वरः वयस्यैरावृतस्तत्र गतस्तत्कर्मसिद्धये
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead and master of all masters of mystic yoga, was aware of what the gopis were doing, and thus he went there surrounded by his young companions to award the gopis the perfection of their endeavor. Their endeavor was to worship Goddess Durga. Here, firstly, the leela of the Kumarikas is being described. All of you must have heard of this leela, that Krishna had stolen the garments of the girls on the banks of Yamuna. This leela is being narrated by the most elevated of all, Srila Sukadeva Goswami, on the banks of Ganga, to a very greatly elevated soul, King Parikshit. And all the topmost highly elevated munis, rishis, Atri, Vashishta, rishis like Atri, Vashishta, Vyasadev, Brahma, Shiva, Narada, Parashurama, and many, many, many more, all have assembled here to hear this narration. There is no one above all these souls. These souls are so great and so elevated. They are so shreshth. Now, just by analyzing the speaker of this leela and by analyzing the listeners of this leela, we can understand that this leela is not an ordinary, mundane activity. These great souls who are so elevated would never come to sit and hear any mundane narrations. Rather, all these great souls have been glorifying the activities of Bhagavan. In this sloka, if you see, Srila Sukadeva Goswami has started with the word Bhagavan. Till now he was elaborating the worship of Goddess Kartyayani by those little girls who prayed to Kartyayani. Kartyayani Mahamaye Mahayoginya Deshwari Nanda Gopasutam Devi Patimme Kurute Namaha. Now there were some discrepancy in their worship because they were having their bath in the river Yamuna without clothes. This was a discrepancy in their worship. We have seen in our daily life, little girls and kids, they have their bath without any clothes. But we do not look at it as bad. No one talks ill of it. Here, these girls were also Kumarikas. Kumarikas meaning girls who are below 7 years of age. So what is there bad to be talked about? Krishna's this leela is happening with at that age when he himself and the girls were of this age. However, they were having their bath and worship with one motive, and the motive was to attain Krishna as their husband. They were so deeply absorbed in Krishna that they wanted him as their husband. Many people worship him in different bhavs. Some worship him as Nirakar form. Some worship him as the Supreme Almighty Lord. Some worship him as son and some as friend, etc. Various bhavs. So here, these Gopakumaris have loved him and wants him as their husband. Now, Krishna, understanding their pure bhav, to have him as their husband, he was very pleased with them. We have to keep in mind that all these leelas are Bhagavan's leela. And this Srila Sukadeva Goswami is emphasizing in this shloka by starting this leela with the very first word Bhagavan. Bhagavan's tadabhipretya Krishno Yogeshwareshwaraha. Sukadeva Goswami is describing who is performing this leela. It is not any ordinary person, it is Bhagavan. Bhag means one who is Shad Aishwarya Purna. Bhagavan meaning Shad Aishwarya Purna. Definition in the Vishnu Puran for Bhagavan is Aishwaryasya samagrasya viryasya yashasah shriyah jnana vairagyas chaiva sannama bhagan itingana. Meaning, the one who is full in all six opulences, full in wealth, full in beauty. These are the opulences, wealth, beauty. He's full in strength. He's full, purna, in fame. Full in knowledge and full in renunciation. Such a person is called Bhagavan. So Bhagavan is the possessor, one who possesses all these bhag, six opulences, is called Bhagavan. Just like Dhanavan is a person who possesses wealth. Bhagyavan is a person who possesses fortune. Similarly, Bhagavan is a person who possesses these six opulences in full. So when we talk about any Leela, we have to understand who is this Shri Krishna. He is not any ordinary person. He is Bhagavan. Just like there are separate rules by which a vehicle on land has to follow, and there are separate rules for a vehicle that flies on air has to follow. The vehicle that flies on air, that is the aeroplanes, they do not come under the rules of those vehicles who run on land. Similarly, human beings, demigods, all different varieties of species, they all have their own respective rules. And the one who lays down these rules is Bhagavan. He does not come under any of these rules. Like the aeroplanes do not come under the rules of the vehicles on land. Similarly, Bhagavan does not come under the rules or laid for man, human beings or demigods or any people living in this material world. So it is such a Bhagavan who is doing this Leela. So we have to keep this in mind when we in order to understand, get the correct meaning of this Leela, and in order to be not offensive in this Leela. Now, in order to fulfill the desires of these Kumarikas, Krishna went. Who went? Bhagavan went. Who is that Bhagavan? Who is that Krishna? The shloka says, Krishna Yogeshwareshwaraha. Sukadeva Goswami is saying that he is that Krishna who is Yogeshwareshwar. So Krishna, who is Bhagavan, who is Yogeshwareshwareshwar, has gone to fulfill the desires of these girls. Yoga, what is yoga? Yoga is bhakti yoga here. Now, Yogeshwar, who is Yogeshwar? Yogeshwar is the one who is the Ishwar of all the yogis, like Lord Shiva, Narada, Sanakadi, four Kumaras. But Krishna is not Yogeshwar. He is Yogeshwareshwar, means Ishwar of all the Yogeshwars. So he is the Ishwar of the Ishwar of all yogis. Ishwar of all yogis is Yogeshwar, and Ishwar of all Yogeshwar is Yogeshwareshwar. So he is the Ishwar of all the Yogeshwars. Such a Bhagavan, Yogeshwareshwar, has gone to the banks of river Yamuna in order to give the girls the fruits of their worship. Just see how carefully Sukadeva Goswami is describing this Leela. It is so foolish for mundane people to talk ill or to look at it in a very mundane attitude. We devotees who understand Krishna should never commit this offense. Ordinary people think Krishna as one like themselves, going to steal the clothes of the girls and wanting to see them without clothes. These foolish people, they never try to understand what this Yogeshwareshwar means, what this word Bhagavan means. He is that person, this Krishna is that person who is there inside the water where the girls are playing. Not only inside the water, he is there outside the water. He is there inside these girls. He is there outside these girls. He is there inside everyone and everywhere. Why will he do such a deed, a mundane deed which these foolish people think about? There should be some aim why he is doing this Leela, isn't it? Still, he is doing this Leela means there has to be some aim. Srila Sukadeva Goswami emphasizes whom he is talking about at all the Leelas. If you look in every Leela, Srila Sukadeva Goswami is mentioning that it is the Leela of not an ordinary person, but it is the Leela of Bhagavan. the Govardhan Leela, Sukadeva Goswami says Bhagavan. In the Rasa Leela, he mentions Bhagavan Api Ta Ratri. Here again, he is warning us, Bhagavan. Bhagavan's Leela is never for his own welfare. It is always for others' welfare. Always. Here he is doing this Leela for the Kumarika's welfare. So we were saying there has to be some aim why he is doing this. And that is for the welfare of these Kumarikas who have done this austerity. One writer has written, if one wants to understand any scripture, then it is necessary for the person to have the knowledge of the language in which the scripture is written. Just like, for example, if one wants to understand Quran, it is necessary for him to have the knowledge of the Arabic language. Just by understanding the translations of any scripture will not help much. But understanding the language, one gets a deeper insight of what the Shastra is saying. So in this way, to understand the Leelas of Lord Krishna, it is very important that one has to have the knowledge of Sanskrit. Here Bhagavan means Bhag, six Aishwaryas, Ashesh Aishwarya. Aishwarya means opulence. But again, it's not just Aishwarya, it is Ashesh Aishwarya. Ashesh is very, very important. One who understands Sanskrit will understand how important these words are. Ashesh means so much Aishwarya that there is nothing beyond that. So Krishna is Ashesh Dhani, means the wealth he possesses is unlimited. There is no limit to the wealth that he possesses. And there is no wealth beyond what he does not possess. Similarly, he is Ashesh Viryasya, meaning he has unlimited strength. There is no strength beyond the strength that he possesses. Yashasaha, he is the possessor of unlimited fame. Everything that he has done is fit for the greatest of fame. People don't understand why Krishna married 16,000 wives. But Krishna was in such a position that he had to exhibit the extent of his opulences. A demon called Narakasura had once kidnapped the 16,100 daughters of a king, and he wanted to marry them. But these girls expressed their desire for protection to Lord Krishna. So Krishna went to save them. Now when these girls saw Krishna, when they saw his beauty, his attractions, they all desired to have him as their husband. Now in those days, if a girl would have spent even one night outside her home, she would never get married in the society. No one would come to marry her. That was the situation of chastity of a woman. So these girls were hidden in the cave by Narakasura for many, many, many nights. Consider what would be the condition of these girls. How can they ever get married? But Krishna decided to satisfy their desires. And he accepted to marry them. And one should note that it is not one Krishna who married 16,100 wives, but Krishna expanded himself 16,100 times, and 16,100 Krishnas got married to 16,100 wives. Girls, sorry. So not only Krishna expanded, he even made his mother expand 16,100 times. Balaram expanded 16,100 times. The pujari who was performing the marriage expanded 16,100 times. All the paraphernalias of the wedding expanded 16,100 times. And each one of the gopis were in this way married to Krishna. And all this is his Ashesh opulence. and it is such a person who is doing these leelas. And this Krishna is not just 16,100 Krishnas present outside, but he is personally present within each and every person. Even after marriage, there were 16,100 Krishna present with each of the wife every day at all times. So please try to understand that he is not like any ordinary person, one man marrying many wives. He is not such a mundane person. He is Yogeshwareshwar. Such a Bhagavan's Leela is being described here. Now these girls, Kumarikas, they never expressed their desire or their love to Krishna. It was all in their heart. But Krishna knew everything. How? Because he is Bhagavan, the one who lives in the heart of everyone as Paramatma. Hence, Sukadeva Goswami is mentioning in this shloka, Yogeshwareshwar. A Yogeshwar knows everything. A Yogeshwar. We are not talking of Yogeshwareshwar. We are talking of a Yogeshwar. It's a person who knows everything. He knows. He has such yogic powers. There is nothing which is not in his knowledge. But this Krishna is the Ishwar of such Yogeshwars. That is, he is Yogeshwareshwar, who knows everything and everyone. Such a Krishna knew the desires in the hearts of the girls. And in order to give them the fruits of their endeavors, he approached them on the banks of Yamuna. Not that he went there to see them naked or to feel their bodies or any such illicit things. Now, what was the endeavors of these girls? Sukadeva Goswami says, Tat karma siddhaye. He went there to give them, award them the perfection of their endeavor. So what was their endeavor? One of their endeavor was to have bath early dawn before sunrise. This is also a sadhana to get Krishna. Have bath early morning and attend the Mangala Arati. Here many of us make it a rule that we will get up only after it is morning. These girls got up on their own before sunrise. They would sing and glorify Krishna and worship Goddess Kartyayani with the desire to have son of Nanda as their husband. So three things are mentioned here. Early morning bath, puja, and singing glories of Krishna. So Krishna went to fulfill their desire, meaning he went there to these girls to give himself to them as their husband. This is his purpose of going to the banks of Yamuna. He wanted to give himself to them and thus fulfill their desire to have him as their husband. Everyone in the society knew that these girls are going early morning for Yamuna bath and worshipping Goddess Kartyayani to get Krishna as their husband. And everyone, meaning all the elders in their homes. And they were all very pleased, the elders were very pleased with the endeavors of such little girls doing such austerities. It was very pleasing to all of them. Krishna too was at that time only 7 years old. These girls were less than 7 years old, smaller lesser than 7 Kumarikas. Can anyone ever think that a 7-year-old child can have lusty, calm vasanas? Even in today's society, which is such a lusty, materialistic society of today, today's society is so lusty and materialistic. The olden days were not so lusty. People were not so lusty, not so materialistic. They were very pious. But even in today's lusty, materialistic society, children of this age, of the age of 7 and below, do not have lusty desires. What to say of those days 5,000 years back when the society was pious? People were pious, they did not have lusty attitudes. Still, foolish people of this days, they talk ill of this Leela. They even draw pictures of this Leela with young grown-up girls. If you see, there are many pictures in the market depicting this Leela. But these girls shown in that are grown-up girls. They are not. There is no picture with child-like girls. And actually this Leela is done with child-like girls, little girls less than 7 years old. But the pictures show gopis, young grown-up gopis. This is not a Leela of the gopis. This is a Leela of the Gopakumarikas. Gopakumaris means little girls. Krishna did not do Chirharan of the gopis. He did Chirharan of the Gopakumaris, those little girls, not gopis who are young and mature. How much of misunderstanding is there about this Leela in this world? Now these little girls worshipped goddess. But who went to give them the results? Krishna went to give them the results. Why? Because their Devi Puja was Krishna Puja. Their goddess worship was Krishna worship. Because their mind was engrossed in Krishna. And their desire was to achieve Krishna. So Krishna went. Sripa Sanatan Goswami Pad says that the gopis were singing glories of Krishna. Thus Krishna knew that they are singing my glories. They are worshipping me. So he went there. Now Krishna went there with his companions. The companions whom he went were Dama, Sudama, Vasudam and Kinkidi. This is explained by Sripad Sanatan Goswami. Now these were those companions who could never stay without Krishna. Wherever Krishna would go, these four have to be with him. They have to go. They cannot stay without him. And you can see that of these four, Dama, Sudama, Vasudam, Kinkini, none of them are famous or well-known companions which generally people know. And Dao Bhaiya or Sri Balram had not gone there with them. Harisuriji comments on this that Ye yatha mam prapatinte tam sathaiva bhajamyaham. So to shower kripa on these abalas. Abalas means little girls. Abala means without strength. So generally girls are called abalas. So Harisuriji says that to shower kripa on these abalas, Krishna also went as abala, meaning without Balaram. It also means that he went with those little boys. They are also abala because they are also so little, they have no strength. These boys were so small, they were only 2 or 3 years old. Such small little boys who could not even differentiate between man and woman. Such boys he went with. They would go wherever Krishna would go and no one would stop them from going with Krishna. He took them so that to pick up the clothes, they would help him. And they would quick pick up all the clothes before the girls would ever know. they could pick up all the clothes all at once, and the girls would not see. So they all went together. Srila Vishwanath Chakraparti Pad says that here the word Yogeshwareshwar is used to indicate that to give up shame is worse than giving up one's own life. And Krishna had this ability to get this feature out of those girls. He had the ability to make the girls give up their shame, where giving up shame is worse than giving up one's life. The boys who had gone with Krishna were small, 2-year-old, and they would not wear any clothes. They would just go around as such, walk around. They were small and stout, and they had this waist bells ringing on their waist. They wore earrings. They could speak only broken words. They could not even talk full, complete words or complete sentences is far out. With such boys, Krishna went to the banks of Yamuna in order to fulfill the desire of these girls. So there is no question of even thinking that Krishna went there to see the girls naked. It is the utmost offensive attitude to even have the slightest thought of feeling that Krishna had gone to see them naked.
Nipam aruhya sattvaraha asadvi prahasanvalaya parihasam uvachaha.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Taking the girl's garments, he quickly climbed on the top of a kadamba tree. Then, as he laughed loudly and his companions also laughed, he addressed the girls jokingly. Sattvara, meaning quickly. Krishna had trained these little boys to pick up the garments quickly without any delay. So that's why the word sattvaraha, meaning quickly. He told the boys, "Look, our good luck today. We have found such beautiful clothes today. Come on, pick them up. Quick, 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 pick them up." In this way, he made the little boys pick up the clothes. He did not tell them that the girls are bathing. He was just saying, "Oh, what a lucky day. Quick, pick up these beautiful clothes." And then he climbed on top of the kadamba tree. The kids, those little boys, started laughing because they understood that this time he is stealing clothes. Till today he was stealing makhan, butter. But today he is stealing clothes. So the kids started laughing. And Krishna himself too started laughing. He laughed in order to divert the attention of the little girls towards him. And he started joking with the girls. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Pad says, "The kids are small and they do not have any particular reason to laugh. These small kids do not need any reason. They are always laughing." That's Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Pad's comment. And Srila Sanatan Goswami Pad says that Krishna joked with them as follows. He told them, "Hey Kumarikas, look, there are some clothes hanging on the branches of this kadamba tree. Who has done this? Do you know who has done this?" So he's joking with Krishna. Sorry, Krishna is joking with the little girls. "Do you know who has done this? I saw these clothes from far. Blue, yellow, red, so many colors hanging. And I was surprised that, wow, Vrindavan's trees have started giving us fruits in the form of clothes. I was surprised, how come this kadamba tree has started giving us clothes? So seeing these clothes, I climbed up on this tree." In this way, he's joking to the Kumarikas. The Kumarika said, "These are not fruits of the tree. They are our clothes." Krishna says, "If they are your clothes, then what are they doing here, so high up on these branches?" So the Kumarika said, "This is your activity, Krishna." Krishna says, "Don't you know I'm the son of a king? Do you think I will touch the clothes worn by others?" Then the gopis got angry. Krishna says, "Don't get angry." The Kumarikas then said, "Don't you know that these clothes are girls' clothes?" So Krishna says, "You're not the only females in this world." The Kumarikas say, "Who other than Vraja Kumaris would come to this forest?" Krishna said, "Why? No other girls come here to play other than you all, huh?" Kumarika said, "We have not come here to play. We have come here to worship Durga Devi." Krishna says, "Why? Why, other ladies don't worship Durga Devi. Only you people worship. Even apsaras come here to worship Durga Devi. So I thought these apsaras would have left their clothes so high up on the branches and they have gone back without their clothes." Krishna said, "Hey Abala." Now he is addressing them as Abala, girls who are weak. He is addressing them as weak because they have become weak after their austerities. That's what he means to say. So he is saying, "Hey Abala, you people can take your respective clothes. Come and identify your clothes and take them. And promise me that these are your clothes only. I have protected this wealth of yours. So each one of you give me a garland as gift and take your respective clothes." So the Kumarikas say, "We don't believe your words." So Krishna said, "I'm not joking. I'm saying the truth. Because you have performed austerities, I cannot joke with you. You have become weak by your austerities. I feel pity for you. I'm afraid of dharma if I joke with you." In this way, Krishna was joking with them. Krishna is telling them that each one should come and take their respective clothes, not that one or two can come and take everyone's clothes.
ननु स्त्रीसु मिथ्यते रब्ब सत्व विशेषता से परिहास लीला तो आप प्रयोग कर ना पड़ती
है। The shloka which here is that अत्रागत्याबलाह कामं स्वं स्वं वासः प्रगृह्यतां सत्यं ब्रवाणिनो नर्मा यद्यूयं व्रतकर्षिताः. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Lord Krishna said, "My dear girls, you may each come here as you wish and take back your garments. I am telling you the truth and I am not joking with you, since I see you are fatigued from executing austere vows." Now one should not make fun of a person who is doing vrata or tapasya. And here Krishna is making fun of these little girls. He is calling them abala. Abala and saying that they had become fatigued from their vows. But they had not become weak and tired of their breath. You can see that earlier they were playing in the cold waters. If they were weak and tired, do you think they would have been playing like that? They were playing. So addressing them, Abala, was in a way teasing them. So here Krishna is saying, if really these clothes are yours, then you may come and take your respective clothes. What do I have to do with these clothes? One is, they are already used clothes. And moreover, they are ladies' clothes. What do I have to do with these clothes? And if you don't come, then I will not give you the clothes. So the girls are saying, "You cheat, we don't believe your words." So Krishna says, "I promise I'm telling you the truth." And in the next shloka, he continues to say that he has never spoken a lie. In this shloka he is saying, "Satyam bravani, no narma. I am telling you the truth, I am not joking." But the girls are not ready to believe.
Namayo dikpurnam va anritam tadime viduhu ekaikasah pratichadvam sahayota sumadhyamah.
Translation: I have never before spoken a lie, and these boys know it. Therefore, O slender-waisted girls, please come forward, either one by one or all together, and pick up your clothes. Now, even after Krishna promised, the girls told him, "We don't believe your promises. You are cunning." So Krishna says, "I have never before ever spoken a lie. I had never ever before spoken a lie." It's a fact that in reality Krishna never tells a lie. Every time he speaks, everything he speaks is always the truth. So here he is telling that he's trying to prove himself to the girls, saying, "You can ask these boys. They know that I don't lie. Day and night they are always with me all the time. They are so small, they don't know lies. So they are the proof." So the Kumarikas are saying, "But your friends are like you only. We don't believe them." Krishna said, "Okay, one of you come first and see if I'm giving you returning the clothes. And if you can believe me, if I give you, then you can believe me. So in this way, then each one of you can come one by one and pick up your clothes. Or else, all of you come together and pick up your clothes. These boys are too small to say lies. They do not know what is a lie. A two and a half year old boy, what does he know what is a lie? Whatever he sees, they say it that as it is, without any change. So they don't know what is. No one can teach them to say lies. They are too small." So Krishna is telling them that, "Come, you can ask these boys. I have never spoken a lie. Anyway, I have nothing to do with your clothes. You will get them." So one of the Kumarikas said, "Okay, then you just throw the clothes down, or you can send them through these boys." So Krishna said, "No, I cannot throw them. They will fall into the river and get wet." Translation: seeing how Krishna was joking with them, the gopis became fully immersed in love for him. And as they glanced at each other, they began to laugh and joke among themselves, even in their embarrassment. But still, they did not come out of the water. Now these Gopakumaris, they did not feel offended by Krishna's such joking. Rather, they were fully drenched in love for him, and they were filled with laughter. But anyway, that day they had realized that they were naked. So they felt shy and they did not come out of the water. Till that day, for the entire month, they were not conscious of being naked. They would play in the water every day. But on this day they realized that they were nude, and so they felt shy. So they went further deep into the waters to cover their upper parts with the water, and only the faces were seen above the water of River Yamuna. So one devotee has written that at this time, Yamunaji was looking so beautiful with the beautiful faces of the girls standing out of the waters. Beautiful faces of the girls standing out of the waters. All the beautiful faces of the girls were standing out above the water level. So one devotee has glorified Yamunaji. Now, these girls, when their hearts were thus drenched in love for Krishna, they started thinking within their minds, "Can we not give up this ego of ours if this is giving pleasure to Krishna? Can we not do this for him?" This they were thinking within their minds. Then they looked at each other and then they started joking with each other. They started pushing each other, saying, "Hey, lotus-faced ones, you go. He's calling you. Go. Go. Go and please him. You go." In this way, they would tell each other and push each other. Translation by Srila Prabhupada: as Sri Govinda spoke to the gopis in this way, his joking words completely captivated their minds. Submerged up to their necks in the cold water, they began to shiver. Thus, they addressed him as follows. The gopis are saying,
Manayam bho krithastam tu nanda gopasutam priyam. Bhoha, hey Krishna, amayam ma kritha.
Janimo anga prajaslagyam dehi vasam sive pitaha. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. The gopis said, Dear Krishna, don't be unfair. We know that you are the respectable son of Nanda and that you are honored by everyone in Vraja. You are also very dear to us. Please give us back our clothes. We are shivering in the cold water. Now the gopis, the gumarikas here are shivering in the cold water. Now this shivering is not due to the cold water, but it is the sattvika bhav which is making them shiver. Imagine, on the day of completion of their austerity, Krishna himself comes to them and he behaves with them like this. So you can imagine what feelings they have going through, they are going through. So they developed such high sattvika bhavas, feeling of ecstasy, which was making them shiver. Because if you see in the earlier shlokas, Sukadeva Goswami has never said that they are feeling cold in the water. Rather, Sukadeva Goswami says that they were playing in the water with lots of happiness. And suddenly now, why are they shivering? Suddenly, why are they feeling cold? It's not because of the cold, it's because of ecstasy. So the gopis are saying, telling Krishna, don't be unfair. We know that you are the respectable son of Nanda. You are very dear to us. So you please give us back our clothes. We are shivering in the cold water. Anyway, Krishna gives them their clothes. He kept each of their clothes on his shoulders and gave them as prasadi clothes. You can imagine all the clothes which were worn by them were kept on his shoulders one by one, and then he would give one by one to them. You know, if you see, they have not washed their clothes. They don't have many clothes. They are the ordinary village girls. They wear the same clothes for many days. And Krishna is keeping such clothes, those very clothes, on his shoulders and then giving them back. We will talk about this in depth in our next session.
Shri Guna Jal Mana Rakhaya. Hare Krishna. Shri Guna Jal Mana Rakhaya.